What up, what up, what up? It's the Wolfpack Trey Show starring Wolfpack Trey. I am your host, Wolfpack Trey. This is episode 38. What's up? What y'all been on? I told you I'll be back. And I'm back on a special, special day. It is Friday the 13th. Jason Day. Where your Crocs at? The all white Crocs. Dumb bitches cold. Y'all remember that meme? What up, though? It's been a. Only been a couple weeks. I told y'all I'd be back. I wanna told y'all stay consistent, like y'all said, or like I said to y'all and to myself. Stay consistent, stay on the grind. Like Tony Hawk, we just gonna ride. Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 8. I almost fucked that up, but I'm back. Yeah, man, I'm kind of high, so deal with me. I actually wrote shit down. Drake shit came out. We're going to talk about that. I was going to talk about that with Dreamworld, but scheduling. So I'm here now. Eventually, whenever he get on the show, we'll talk about it more. But I'm going to talk about it right now. So let's jump right straight to it, my guys and girls. For All the Dogs by Drizzy Drake. What do I think? Because I have been criticizing Drake the last couple years, and he definitely has been disappointing album-wise, single-wise, and, like y'all know how Drake goes. Like, when he do his singles and he drop, like, features and he do, like, random songs that's not gonna make the album type shit, them bitches be fire. But when it's time for him to drop an album, though, that shit is not fuego at all. So, the last couple years, we done had Certified Lover Boy, which I have my songs on there. We're not going to talk about Scorpion because that was like, 2018. So we're just going to talk about the 2020 and on. So, 2021, we got Certified Lover Boy, which was mid. And the album cover, I just can't get over that. Next year after that, well, I forgot when he dropped Dark Lane demo tape, but I ain't really fuck with that. It's a couple songs, but I'm good on that shit. Album wise, then he dropped Honestly Nevermind last year. I listened to that the other night. That shit was trash, my guy. It's definitely just two songs that I fuck with off that. If y'all hear some like rattling in the background, it's probably from my dryer. It's probably picking that up, but and then Her Loss, what the fuck? Yeah, Her Loss came out the end of last year, around November, so it's about to be a year. That was okay. It was, but I don't really count a collab album, so. Yeah, we not gonna count that. Now we here. A couple weeks ago, I would say, what, it's been a week. For All the Dogs drop. And what do I think about it? I think it is okay for what it is. I can understand people having their criticism. But, like, compared to the last couple albums, bro, it's okay. It's definitely a couple songs that's skippable and forgettable. And like single wise, I don't know why he picked Slime You Out to be the single, because that song is fucking ass, bro. I do not fuck with that song. And there's a couple other songs that I don't really care too much about. And then that song with Bad Bunny, like, I get it, you trying to do something different, bro, but I'm getting tired of people milking Bad Bunny. Like, I don't know how to speak Spanish, my guy. I don't understand what y'all saying. Like, that's what's up. Y'all trying to do something for, like, the different cultures and shit. But, like, my guy, y'all can do that on his album. Like, this ain't that, my guy. So, if I spoke Spanish, it would probably been a hit, but I don't. So, skip that. Let me think from the top of my head. It's a couple of songs that I'm questionable about. 7969 Santa. It's okay. Bahama Promise, I'm okay. Tried our best, all right. And then the interludes, Drew Picasso. I gotta listen to it to see if I really care about it. It's a couple songs. Yeah, Rich Baby Daddy. I'm good on that. I don't know why you put that on there, bro. Why you got Sexy Red on there? That is not what we need. That is not what we need. And I'm not gonna bump that, my guy. Like, you hear what she's saying on the song, bro. I'm not bumping that. But the positive on the album, you got Yeet on there, and that song is fire. Even though it's basically a Yeet song featuring Drake. But it's still fire rather than Drake doing what Drake usually people say he usually do and bite people shit and like make the song sound like the artist. He actually had the artist on the song. So that was cool. Chief Keef was on there, that was cool. There's a couple bangers on there. J. Cole was on there, that was a banger. And like solo songs. What Would Pluto Do? Banger. Daylight, banger. Fear of Heights, banger. I like Virginia Beach, the intro. Away From Home, it was a decent little track. Calling For You, that got 21 Savage in there, but that was a banger. I just don't like when old girl talking in there. Like, if they can cut that part out, if I can find a copy where, or a version where that part cut out, because I don't want to keep hearing her talk. Is it raining outside? I don't know if it is. It sounds like it is. Oh, yeah. I gotta go to work in a couple hours. And, yeah. That's gonna be fun. Hopefully, it slowed down by the time I gotta leave, which is in about an hour-ish, hour and a half. So, yeah. And then I didn't have Uzi on there. Didn't have Future, didn't have Travis, and then he was dissing XXXTentacion. Like, bro, that's not, that shit, that's played out, my guy. Like, I don't really like shit like that. That shit ain't cool. Like, they was already trying to make you come to the fucking court thing, and motherfuckers was trying to make it seem like, oh, people just believe anything they see on the internet, and you trying to play on that, bro. Like, that's not cool, bro. Let that man have his little shit and have peace and rest and just leave it alone, bro. Like, you not like that, bro. Like, you can make somebody do something because you pay them, of course, but you not like that, bro. Stop. We know you not like that, bro. Just because you got people around you that you can pay money to do that. If you was in a situation by yourself, you wouldn't do nothing like that, bro. So stop. I'm not trying to diss you or nothing, but you not like that. Like, you not like that, bro. Just stop. Just leave that shit alone, bro. Keep making your good music. Being Drake, being the cool dude, being funny, being just the guy, bro. Like, you don't need to play tough, my nigga. Like, leave that shit alone. That shit is played out. That shit is lame. I tried to listen to Wiz Khalifa mixtape. Or album or whatever it is. That shit was, man, that shit was ass. I tried to listen to a couple songs and I can't, bro. I couldn't. Who else did I try to listen to? Lil Wayne. That shit was terrible. Offset dropped, but I ain't listened to it yet, so I ain't got no review on that yet. I only listened to what, two songs off this? The fan song. That was a single. And then I listened to that Travis Scott song. And I gotta listen to it again because I didn't really get the gist of it. But and then Jealousy, but I didn't listen to that. I guess that was a single too. Ken Carson dropped. I don't really listen to Ken Carson enough to care about his album dropping, but I'm gonna listen to it, try to. It say the Young Thug dropped a single. The baby always dropping a single. I don't really know. It's like two songs, one song that I could think of the babies that that I like. Hopefully, this set ain't fucking up, because this set sound like it might be staticky, but I might be just tweaking. Yeah, music wise it's been quiet, and then movie wise, we're gonna get to the movies. But Drake album, it was okay, bro. Compared to the last couple albums, it was all right, bro. It wasn't too bad. If I was to rate it out of a 10, it would be a 7.5, and that's great compared to his last albums, because I would rate Certified Lover Boy a 5. And honestly, Nevermind would be just because I like two songs, it would just be a 2. We getting right to the. Should we get. Let's get the TV shows out the way first. All right, so we got Power Book Force, which I just watched episode 7 today. It was decent. The story is getting crazy. Spoiler alerts today. I'm feeling spoilish. So Walter Flynn got smoked by Vic Flynn. RIP to that nigga. That shit was. I didn't think that shit was coming, so that kind of shocked me. Now Flynn. Now Vic is somewhat working with the cops, and it's just a whole bunch. It's a whole bunch of shit going on. That nigga had to smoke a cop at the end of the last episode, because Tommy had caught him up talking to him, to one of the cops, and he had to do something real quick. So we're gonna see how it goes. There's only a couple episodes left of the season. I think Vic Flynn gonna get smoked, because he gonna get caught up, or he gonna go to jail. Either way, he in some shit. I don't even know why he went to the cops anyways. Like, bro, you stupid, bro. But it's getting good. That's just one story of the show. It's a lot going on, like Tommy shit, and what else? Story wise, they got Jannard. He on fucking meth and heroin and shit. It's a lot going on, but it's decent though. All right, Chucky season 3. I watched the second season, second episode last night. That went. It's getting better, because season 2 was kind of ass. But last episode that I watched last night, it was pretty fire. A couple people got killed that I wasn't expecting. It was out of nowhere. And that nigga in the White House now, so it's getting pretty interesting. Pretty good. I fuck with it, and I recommend y'all watch Chucky. If y'all haven't seen it, watch season 1. And it's all canon, so if you ain't never seen none of the Chucky movies, you're not gonna understand what's going on, or you're gonna be kind of lost. But that'll be a lot of Chucky to watch. You will have to watch literally all of them, besides like the remake. But and then Gen V, I watched, what is that on, episode 5 today that I just watched. It's getting good. There's a different group of characters. They got their own little thing going on, conspiracy with the college, with Vault, and of course Vault on some other shit, of course, because it's Vault. And Golden Boy, his brother Sam, he got caught up in this mental facility or whatever, where they keep the little crazy motherfuckers with the superpowers. They can't control him, and they just keep him in there and do experiments and shit. It's getting pretty good, and they just found out one of the members of the squad is a spy or some shit. So I don't know how many episodes that is left. I think it's only 8, I heard, but we're gonna see. So if it is, we got a couple episodes left of that. TV show wise, that was really it. I got Twisted Metal written down, but I haven't watched that yet, and I want to watch it. I got two Peacock shows that I want to watch, The Continental and Twisted Metal. So next time we on here, I have a review on those, and let y'all know, because I haven't watched those yet. And other TV show wise, I think that's really it. I've really been watching movies, trying to get caught up on movie wise. So first off, we got Totally Killer. That was a great movie. If y'all ain't heard, it's a Hulu movie. It's like they say Back to the Future meets Scream type shit. But it's basically the girl goes to the past, and she try to help her mom and her friends. They getting stalked and killed by this nigga that looked like Johnny Bravo. So she's trying to help the friends not get murdered. And it's a whole bunch of shit. It's pretty good though. I watched it twice. It was good. Check it out. It's on Hulu. But if you want to watch it and you don't have Hulu, if you look hard enough, you'll find it. Equalizer 3, that was decent as fuck. It took me some time to watch that. That was probably the best one of the series. That nigga was definitely on some Michael Myers shit. For real. I don't know if they said they was gonna make a prequel with his son, John, what is his name? John David, Washington. I think that's what his name is. He was in Black Klansman. And he was in that new movie, The Creator. I haven't watched that yet, but he pretty good, cold. He was in Tenet. He pretty good actor. But Equalizer 3, y'all definitely gotta check that out. I got the Exorcist Believer. I tried to watch a little bit of that, but that shit was boring, so I turned it off. Next, The Nun 2, I watched like half of that. That shit was boring. Turned that off. So, I'm gonna try to finish it, but I don't even remember watching the first Nun movie. That shit was kind of ass. I watched the 2023 version of The Boogeyman. I guess that came out like hella long ago in the year. I just now realized it, and I watched that. It was pretty decent though. It was not too bad. It was only PG-13, so it can only be so much. But story wise, it was decent. It had my interest. So yeah, check that out. And then Pet Sematary, I ain't watched that. I heard that was ass though. But I'm gonna check it out if I got some time eventually. They put out a new Mortal Kombat Legends, if y'all into that shit. It's cage match, but I don't really like Johnny Cage, so I probably won't watch that shit. That nigga Johnny Cage irritating. They got VHS 85, but I still ain't watched VHS 99. They got so many fucking VHS movies out now. At first those movies were scary as hell, but now they just got cheesy as fuck. Like they just milked the fuck out of that shit quick as hell. I don't know what the hell they got going on with that shit, but that shit is not it. And then they dropped the new Dragon Ball series. I can't pronounce it. I forgot what it was called, but I guess they're gonna be kids or something. It was like a mix of kids and they was adults. I don't know. But I don't know when it's supposed to come out. I think it said next year. Around this time, I think. So I'm gonna be w waiting to check that out. If y'all ain't seen the trailer for that, go check it out. They just dropped it. I haven't watched Loki. I didn't even finish the first season. I'm cool on Marvel right now. Like if it's not the boys, like superhero show wise, I'm really cool on it. I still ain't even watched Blue Beetle yet. So that's on my list too. We gonna get there. And besides that, other than that, movie wise, it's just been trash. Them niggas still on strike and shit, I guess. So I don't know how long that's gonna last. And they ain't really been making too much. That's really it on the movies and TV shows. Niggas on strike, so it is what it is. And then we getting ready for a tournament. Mortal Kombat 1, my boy Molari. Y'all don't know who he is, check him out on YouTube. I am Molari. He having a tournament, I believe on the 1st of November. I joined it. And yeah, y'all go check that out and be ready for that when that shit come out. Been trying to get my combos up. And speaking of Mortal Kombat, go check me out on YouTube. Wolfpack Trey, it's my channel, and watch me play Mortal Kombat Story because I started that. And yeah, man, I was gonna play it today, but I'll probably wait on it. I put out the second episode yesterday, so I'm gonna wait on it. I wanted to do something, either the podcast or stream, and I streamed yesterday, so podcast today. And that's really it, man. I'm sorry for the short episodes, but like I said, I don't want to milk shit. And I mean, that's really everything. Like currently, oh yeah, Will Smith and Jada Smith. I feel like every time around this year, I feel like I'm talking about them when it comes to like random shit. I'm tired of talking about them. And then yeah, they've been separated for a minute. So that nigga Chris Rock got smacked for no reason, pretty much. And keep my wife's name out your mouth. Like, y'all not even together. So that nigga a good actor though. So that's another reason why people say that shit was fake. But that slap like that, that nigga, he felt that shit. That shit was not fake. And if it was, that was a real slap. So, but yeah, I'm getting tired of talking about them. But that was a random other subject. But yeah, besides that, life-wise, I really been just working and stuff. Like, trying to get better at what I do at work. Trying to get this money. Trying to stay on the grind. Trying to upgrade my life. And just stay consistent, stay out the way, stay out of trouble, and discipline myself, and just do better. That's really about it. Yeah, I don't really want to give y'all a motivational speech on life, but that's really all I've been doing. I've just been staying out the way. Like, I don't need to be seen all the time. Try to not be on my phone all the time. And if I do, I watch random shit on YouTube, video game shit, or just random shit. Like right now, I'm watching Extreme Cheap Skates on Tubi. This shit pretty funny. I thought I was cheap, but these niggas on here, bro, these niggas living in squalor. It was this girl, she was taking a bath. And she say she take a shower and wash her clothes while she take a shower. And she was literally washing her clothes and showering. And she said she don't use toilet paper. Like, these niggas is crazy. So check out Tubi, bro. They got some shit on there. You know I don't like to pay for nothing. So Tubi is where it's at. Extreme cheap skates. I can't say that word. Y'all say it. Y'all think y'all won't make fun of me saying it. Y'all say it. And say it fast. Say it 5 times. Y'all bet y'all can't. So, anyways, watch it on there. They got Ma on there. Ma, if y'all seen that, that shit was funny as shit. That shit is still funny. I watched that shit not too long ago. That shit is pretty funny. It's about this old lady. I think her name's Sue Ann. And she ended up running to these kids. That's pretty much like the kids of the people she went to high school with that we used to bully her. And she ended up like fucking with the kids. And it just get weird, bro. And then she on some other shit. She tried to get revenge on the niggas from high school and shit. It's funny, bro. It's funny. Y'all should check that shit out. That shit called Mom. It's spooky month, so I've been really trying to watch scary movies. I'm going to come back soon. I'll probably do one on Halloween because I'll be off. I'm going to have to do some trick-or-treating with the child here soon. We're going to have to get her a little costume. And I still need to look online to find me a costume, too, see if I want to dress up or something. So we're going to come back and talk about scary movies. Speaking of scary movies, they got the Eli Roth Thanksgiving trailer out. And that was a whole trailer, a makeup trailer from Machete back in the day. Or was it Machete or it was Planetary? One of the Grindhouse movies, but it was a made up little trailer, and that shit came out hella long ago, and they finally made it as a movie. I think that shit come out next month, I believe. I wanna see it real quick. Let me look it up real quick, see when that shit drop. I don't see the release date on her. Y'all hear something in the background. It's the trailer. Hey, fuck this. I'm about to pause this shit. Oh, yeah. Come on, November. So, yeah. Be ready for that. I don't know what the last movie Eli Roth, the director, was. So, it could be either good or really bad. And then they got this nigga Zac Efron in this one movie coming out. He gonna be a wrestler. Don't know why I sound like I got my tongue twisted and shit. But they got a couple movies coming out. I seen this movie with Jason Statham and shit, called The Beekeeper. Look like a basic Jason Statham movie. He gonna be beating up niggas type shit. Basically it. But yeah, it's spooky month, so I've been really watching scary movies and shit. Trying to at least. Trying to find some decent ones. Like I said, niggas on strike, so it's pretty rare to find a good movie right now. It's pretty quiet this year. It's like hit or miss. Some shit is pretty fire, and then some shit is just ass. So I've been rewatching shit. Catching up on new shit and just trying to find new stuff to watch that I usually don't really get into, but I don't have nothing to do besides working out and kicking with my daughter, so might as well find me something to watch that's interesting and keep my mind away from stress if I ever tend to find myself stressed out, which I'm doing pretty good at not stressing out. So if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. So yeah. That's really about it. It's been episode 38. I don't know what I'm gonna name this shit. I was looking for my gunshot shit. That's episode 38. I'm gonna name this shit How many of us have them friends? I don't know what to name this on. I don't know. Let me think of something off the brain. We already named it for all the dogs the last couple episodes. I can name it Totally Killer, I guess. Just 'cause I like that movie and it was cool. I don't really got nothing else to name it. I was gonna name it like something that involved Tubi or something, but I couldn't think of nothing. So I'm just gonna name it Totally Killer. It's been a totally killer episode. It's been a quick one. It's really ain't it's been decent. It's been 30 minutes, so it's been a pretty average episode. I got a couple minutes till 30, so y'all keep on y'all grind. Stay focused. Stay out the way. Don't be an asshole. Don't let people walk over you. So if you have to be an asshole, have a reason, a valid reason. Don't let people walk all over you. And don't let people disrespect you. And that's really about it. Stack your money, or at least try to. And if you can't stack your money, spend it wisely. Spend it on shit that you actually need and not shit that you want. It's all right to treat yourself sometimes, but don't be stupid. Like, make sure your bills is out the way first. Make sure all your shit that you need to take care of is out the way first. And if you got money to spare that's left over, then do whatever the fuck you want to do with it. But make sure you get the shit out the way first. That is important. Because, you don't want to have back due bills and you down bad, bro. Like, that's one thing about me. Like, if I'm broke, I still, my bills is fucking paid and I don't have to, I can still sleep at night peacefully. I don't have to worry about it. Like, one thing I'm gonna do is make sure I get shit lined out first and get shit taken care of and then do the shit that I want to do. Like, I used to be on that shit where I was just fucking off my money and not taking care of my responsibilities and having bills pile up. And then be looking dumb when it's time to really have to pay shit, and I don't have shit to show for it. But I got some new shoes though. I got some new clothes though. I got the newest motherfucking whatever the fuck. But my bills ain't paid. Yep. You gotta cut it out. Sometimes you gotta grow the fuck up. Don't get me wrong. It's all right to have fun sometimes. But don't take that shit too far though. But that's my 30-minute mark. Catch y'all on the next one. We almost on 40 episodes, y'all. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, all right, have a good one. Peace.